SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Both President Biden and former President Trump have won their respective presidential primaries in Ohio, Florida, Kansas, and Illinois this evening. Speaking to reporters after casting his ballot in Florida, the former president says he's looking forward to defeating President Biden.
There's never been a president that's done such harm to a country as this president has done to our country. He's the worst president we've ever had, and I'm looking forward to November 5th.
Meanwhile, in a closely watched Senate race, Trump-endorsed Cleveland businessman Bernie Moreno has won the Republican Senate primary in Ohio and will face vulnerable Democratic U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown this fall. Moreno prevailed Tuesday over Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose and State Senator Matt Dolan. Mr. Trump stumped for Moreno 3 days ahead of his win. Dolan was endorsed by Governor Mike DeWine and former U.S. Senator Rob Portman, two of Ohio's most prominent establishment Republicans. Mexico's government says it will not accept the return of illegal immigrants from Texas. We hear more on the story from correspondent Lisa Dwyer reporting.
Mexico made the announcement after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled to allow Texas to enforce a strict new immigration law signed by Republican Governor Greg Abbott. The law empowers police in Texas to arrest migrants suspected of crossing the border illegally. Once in custody, migrants could either agree to a judge's order to leave the U.S. or be prosecuted on misdemeanor charges of illegal entry. Mexico's Foreign Affairs Ministry now says it will not accept, under any circumstances, repatriations by the state of Texas. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 320 points, the Nasdaq rose 69, the S&P advanced 29. This is SRN News. A battle over the state Supreme Court is brewing in Ohio.
And that could have an effect on how the state handles abortion. The Ohio Supreme Court's 4-3 Republican majority could flip to the Democrats' favor in the fall if the party sweeps the three seats up for election this year. Democrats will be defending two seats while a third one is open. The judges are expected to shape how a voter-approved amendment that enshrines abortion in the state constitution will be implemented. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Women's rights advocates are watching carefully now that more than a dozen college athletes have filed a suit against the NCAA over transgenderism. The plaintiffs accused the NCAA of violating their Title IX rights by allowing a man to compete at the Women's National Swimming Championships in 2022. The lawsuit details the shock female athletes felt when they learned they'd have to share a locker room with a man. This is SRN News. AAA says gas prices have gone up about 10 cents per gallon in the past week. Correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Gas is about $3.49 a gallon this morning. A week ago, it was only $3.39, and a month ago, just $3.27. What's going on? Well, the AAA points out that demand pops with warmer temperatures and better weather. It is spring now. And then there's the arrival of summer blend gas, which the AAA says tends to increase pump prices by 10 to 15 cents. The cheapest gas is in the South and parts of the Midwest. It's $3.06 in Colorado. But if you're in California, it's $4.91 a gallon. I'm Rita Foley.
A judge has denied Apple's motion to dismiss a class action lawsuit claiming that stalkers are using its AirTag devices to track victims and that the tech giant hasn't done enough to prevent them. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.